Chapter 7. Giving up plastic in the kitchen. Of all the plastic we buy, nearly half of it is packaging. If you speak to any of the big supermarkets about reducing plastic packaging, you often hear the same thing. Without plastic packaging, there would be 40% more food waste. They say that this is because, without plastic packaging, food is more easily damaged. But this is not true. A report by Friends of the Earth found that as plastic packaging has increased, food waste has increased too. Food waste in European homes doubled between 2004 and 2014, while plastic packaging increased by more than 25%. The report also found that packaging looks nice and makes people buy more food. Then they have too much food, so they throw some of it away. Often supermarkets do not want to change, but if lots of us tell them that we are not happy, they will listen. In the UK, Iceland supermarkets have promised to be plastic-free by 2023. So write to your supermarket if you think they use too much plastic packaging on their products. Until all supermarkets stop selling plastic, here are some ideas to reduce the plastic in your kitchen. Going shopping. What do you need? Before you go to the supermarket, write down what you need to buy. If you do not, you will probably buy extra things that you do not need. Reusable bags. Check before you leave the house. Do you have your reusable bags? Over 500 billion plastic bags are used every year around the world. That is at least 1 million every minute. But using a reusable bag instead of a plastic one is very easy. Where to shop? Continue going to your favourite shop. You could continue going to your favourite shop or supermarket to buy food while trying not to buy products with too much plastic packaging. You could also tell the shop if you think they should reduce their plastic footprint. For example, speak to the manager in the shop or on the phone. See note on page 4. Or take a photo of the packaging and post the photo on social media. Using social media. An easy way to show that you are angry about plastic packaging is to post a photo of it on social media, for example, Instagram, Twitter, or Snapchat. Remember to tag the shop or the company that makes the product, and also remember to use this hashtag. Hashtag #BreakFreeFromPlastic. Everyone can remember a time when they were extremely angry because a product had too much plastic packaging. In 2018, the UK supermarket Marks & Spencer was selling a vegetable product with too much plastic packaging. A shopper posted a photo of it on Twitter, and lots of people were shocked and angry. As a result, Marks & Spencer stopped selling that product. So if you see a product with lots of plastic packaging, share it with your friends and family online. You might make some of these companies change their stupid packaging. Many supermarkets do also sell fruit and vegetables with no packaging at all. Always choose these if you can. Do not shop in supermarkets. It is also possible not to shop in supermarkets. Markets and smaller shops like butchers and bakers usually do not use as much plastic. You can put the products into a paper bag or reusable bag, or take along your own container. Maybe you do not have a small shop near your house, or maybe it is too expensive. If that is true for you, try buying online. Some companies, like Riverford in the UK or Isarland Ökokiste in Germany, bring fruit and vegetable boxes to your door and use very little plastic packaging. What to buy? Fresh food. What should you buy to reduce your plastic footprint? Making your shopping completely plastic-free is not possible for everyone. You might not live near the right shops, or you might not have enough time to look for plastic-free products. But there are still things that you can do. Buying food that is fresh is the easiest way to reduce your plastic use because it is often sold without plastic packaging. Make your own. If you like cooking, do not buy snacks. Buy fresh food and make your own snacks. Snacks that you buy, like chocolate, produce a lot of plastic waste. Look online for ideas for snacks that you can make at home. No unrecyclable plastic. Some types of plastic can be recycled and some types cannot. Check which types can be recycled in your area and do not buy plastic that you cannot recycle. More supermarkets should stop selling food in plastic packaging that cannot be recycled, but so far most have not. Black plastic cannot be recycled, so it is burned or goes to landfill instead. If your favourite food comes in black plastic, complain to the company that makes it. If you do buy food in plastic packaging, look for the recycling symbol and only buy products with this symbol. You can recycle different types of plastic in different cities and countries, so go online and check what you can recycle where you live. Drinks. Tea bags. Some companies use plastic in their tea bags. After 200,000 people signed a petition to Unilever, the company that owns the tea producer PG Tips, they promised to get rid of plastic. If the packaging for your favourite tea does not say that it is plastic-free, look online. If you cannot find the answer there, call or email them or send them a message on Twitter to check. You could also start buying tea in boxes, not in little tea bags. Milk. In many places around the world, milk is still sold in glass bottles. These are returned after use, washed and used again. Can you buy milk in glass bottles in your area? If you live near a farm, can they refill your bottles with milk for you? Cooking and cleaning. If possible, keep food in glass containers, not plastic ones. Try not to use single-use plastic wrap to cover food. Buy big containers of washing up liquid, etc., and refill the smaller bottle. Ecova is a great company. You can refill your old containers with their products in some shops, and the company's packaging is mostly recycled plastic. For cleaning your kitchen, you can use loofahs, like in your bathroom. These are natural sponges. Do not buy single-use wet wipes. Instead, find cloths made from natural materials like cotton or wool, and then wash and reuse them. If you want more advice for the kitchen, the Zero Waste Chef, Anne-Marie, has a lot of information on her website. You can find ideas for making your own food using products with no plastic packaging. If you do not like cooking, or if you eat a lot of takeaways, then speak to your favourite takeaway restaurant and ask them to stop using plastic packaging. You have looked in your kitchen now, So how about completing a plastic-free plan? Write down the plastic-free products that you or your parents will buy, or the changes that you or your parents will make to use less plastic. Take a photo of your plan and share it online so others can join you. The kitchen. Plastic-free plan. Plastic bags. Fresh fruit and vegetables. Meat and fish. Milk products. Snacks. Tea and coffee. Food containers. Washing up liquid. Sponges and cloths. Takeaways. Other products that you often buy. Who are you? My name is Bonnie Wright. I'm an oceans campaigner and an actor. Why do you care about plastic so much? I surf and I'm often in the water, so I see plastic pollution a lot. Here in Los Angeles, and also in other places that I visit, there is not a good recycling system, so people cannot easily recycle. Plastic is easy, so more and more people are using it. When I look in the water and I see plastic, I know it is going to be there forever. It doesn't break down, and that idea really shocks me. But we can all do something about it. What's the worst example of plastic pollution you've seen? I was on a Greenpeace ship between the Bahamas and Miami. The water looked so beautiful and blue, but after just 1 hour, we found lots of pieces of plastic. There is no sea or ocean without plastic, and that is so sad. What makes you most angry? Why do we need plastic packaging for fruit? Fruit already has a natural skin, which stops the fruit from being damaged. What makes it difficult to get rid of plastic? We might be able to choose to use a recyclable cup or reusable bag, but many people in the world can't. Maybe they can't buy them in their area, or they don't have any money to buy them. So we need to complain to companies and tell them to change. If lots of people complain, companies will change because they don't want to lose customers. What other changes have you made in your life to use less plastic? I'm slowly starting to get rid of plastic in my house, but it's hard and it takes time. My favourite things are reusable. For example, fruit and vegetable bags made of cloth. I always have my reusable cup for tea, coffee or water. I found a company that sends you shampoo in the post and you send back the metal containers. Do you have any other message for people? Plastic is a really big problem, but small changes make a difference. It can be hard, so choose one area of your house, for example, food or cleaning products, or bathroom products, and start there. Be polite, but don't be afraid to talk to your nearest restaurant or coffee shop about their use of plastic. See note on page 4. Or maybe ask them to give a discount if people bring their own reusable cup. It is important to talk to businesses, and changes are happening.